Instead of the gospel of the day, I would like to read to you the gospel which comes on Easter Thursday. It's from St. John, describing one of the incidents of Easter morning, how that Mary Magdalene stood at the sepulcher without weeping. Now, as she was weeping, she stooped down and looked into the sepulcher, and she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been laid. And they say to her, "Woman, why weepest thou?" She saith to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him." When she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and she knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith to her, "Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou?" She, thinking it was the gardener, said to him, "Sir, if thou hast taken him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus saith to her, "Mary." She, turning, saith to him, "Rabboni," which is to say, "Master." Jesus saith to her, "Do not touch me, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend to my Father and to your Father, to my God and to your God." Mary Magdalene cometh and telleth the disciples, "I have seen the Lord, and these things he said to me. I ascend to my Father and to your Father. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, amen." Mary Magdalene went for his feet, her favorite spot. But this time, our Lord told her not to cling, for he had to be going. Where? To my Father and to your Father. Our Father. I thought I'd save the best of this prayer for last, for the last shall be first. The first words of our Pater, our Father. But what a thought, our Father. We say it so often, it doesn't hit us. If it did, Mary Magdalene-like, we'd dive for his pierced feet and not let go. Our Lord could have told us to call him Lord or Creator or God, Almighty God. But no, we are to call him Father. Yes, and so? Well, word sleuthing again this Sunday of Sundays. The word our Lord used in the Aramaic, Abba, is something more like Papa or Daddy. There you have it, Daddy. There is no use of this word in all of the Old Testament, until comes the Word of God to bid us be bold enough to say, Dad. But how useful for understanding Easter and Good Friday. How essential to get a picture of our faith. How else would you ever manage to put it together? Many don't. Without love, enough love, I mean, to raise the dead. Years ago, I was flying one Christmas season from New York, where I used to live, to Cincinnati. And on the plane, I was reading a Christmas sermon by a famous Boston orator, the Redemptorist Father Manton. Well, sitting next to me was a young lady who was ending her tour of duty in Saudi Arabia. She got to reading over my shoulder, as people sometimes do on a plane. And she was fascinated with the text. And she asked for a copy. You see, she had seen nothing like that for several years. Every Christian book, especially the Bible, much less the cross, she was a Protestant girl, strictly forbidden. The Saudis are our great allies, you know. Allies to Israel, too. But that's another story. The Saudis have Sharia law. According to the Sharia, a thief must lose his hand. The thinking was, well, cut off the hand, and you cut off the crime. Accusation, though, is the same thing there as conviction. Well, there was a Saudi man who stole bottles of water for a friend of his who had a newborn baby and no money. So he's sentenced to lose his left hand. But comes the father, the dad, intervenes, offering his hand for his sons. The police accept the offer. The officer comes to the house with an axe, and the hand is buried with some ceremony in the back. Your hand? You gave your hand? Someone asked him, is there any meaning here to what they would call today in political correctness, cultural disparity? Could there be any meaning found here save sheer savagery? Well, the father answered, why, wouldn't you give both hands for your son or your daughter? Wouldn't you give anything if they were in some trouble? And in a way, this man avowed that he felt shame because it was so obvious to him. But it looks like, he says, I'm boasting of my love for my boy. But any father or any mother would do this. And if you would not, then you are not a parent. You're just a physical means, a kind of a gateway through which your child entered the world. To be only that, the gate, and not a dad, a man willing to lose himself, I mean. That is a shame. This is the essence of what we believe of God, Father and Son. Do you remember the parable of the prodigal son? In a way, it's too bad. It's read just at a Saturday Mass during Lent, never on a Sunday. It's a parable which should be preached more. Well, there were two sons, the older and the younger, and they were both of them rotters, selfish users, stunted little men had they grown into, lost in their own world. And yet, the father loved them. They were his sons. He goes out for them. He goes after them. The younger son demanded early his share of the inheritance. And then he destroyed it. He destroyed the family's good name. He sold off all the flocks and all the farms. For what? For a few years of fun. And you know what that means. And he only comes back because he's hungry. He's desperate. Give me a desperate soul any day of the week. Why are you here this morning? Easter. Check on how God's doing since Christmas. Oh, no, we didn't make it Christmas. There are all the children to be seen in the gifts. Get your ticket punched for another period of time? Or did you come because you realized you had better come if you knew what was good for you? No. Give me a desperate soul. But this story is about the Father, his unfailing love. He seeks out the prodigal. He flings wide open his arms and wraps him in the mantle of forgiveness. And that resurrects in the boy, if not yet love, at least some beginning, some stirrings of sorrow and a bit of gratitude. And the knowledge that, once again, all is his and he is forgiven. This inheritance is yours today, dear desperate soul. It can never be depleted any more than it could be deserved. This is the Father Jesus the Son is on his way to early Easter morning as he gently detaches his feet from the Magdalene's grasp. She's a prodigal too, isn't she? Are you? I suspect so, but I'm not saying. But you should be going in that direction as well. Towards the Father, our Father. Oh, gentlest love, how well this mercy suits you, sighs Saint Catherine of Siena. The Eternal Father will come to meet you with overflowing fullness of his grace and love, enough love to raise the dead. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.